Change is inevitable, but personal growth is a choice. First of all, I want to wish everybody a happy new year. I'm hoping that this year is a happy one for you, a prosperous one for you. But what I want to talk about today is what I've just said, which is change is inevitable, but personal growth is a choice. And what I mean by that is change is always going to happen, but whether we grow personally is down to the decisions that we make. It's down to the ambitions that we have, the goals that we set. It's down to the direction that we're going. And we've probably all heard the quote that if you don't know where you're going, then any road will take you there. And I think for so many people, as you move into a new year, everybody will have certain ambitions and resolutions and goals, etc. But clarity in those and actually understanding what is actually most important, what is actually really aligned with my true internal values. Having clarity on that is what most people often lack. And if we don't have clarity and understanding what our intrinsic drivers are and what our intrinsic values actually really are, then a lot of the times we end up taking two steps forward and three steps back, because we maybe set resolutions and goals and ambitions and ideas in and around things that we think we need or things that we think we want. And then we start to move forward towards those. And then all of a sudden we take a step back again and we give ourselves a hard time. We maybe call it procrastination or sabotage, etc. But it's because a lot of the times we aren't really clear on what's most important, what our internal intrinsic drivers are. And we haven't actually matched our goals, our ambitions, and the things that we want to achieve in alignment with those. And that's really, really important, because a lot of the times what we do is we kind of subordinate to outer authority, we subordinate to other people that we put on pedestals, we admire certain people and we see them doing X, Y, and Z, and we think that that's what we need to do, we think that that's what we want to do. And a lot of the times we end up trying to emulate that, trying to set our goals in and around what we see from other people. And then we usually, not always of course, but a lot of the times fall short. Because if you're trying to emulate yourself in and around what somebody else values, then you're not actually tying into what is most important for you. And you might actually push towards and achieve what it is that you think you want, but then get there and not have that feeling that you thought that you were going to get, because what you've actually attained hasn't been really that important. Now, you'll find this in human behavior mostly when you see that if you are taking those two steps forward and three steps back, don't look at that as a bad thing. Don't look at that as something that's negative. Don't look at that as something that you're beating yourself up with in terms of procrastinating, etc. That's not. That's a sure sign a lot of the times that what you're actually trying to pursue isn't linked to your hierarchy of values. Okay, so what I want to share with you today is when we look at our goals and aspirations and what it is that we want to achieve this year or any year, look at different areas of your life. So there's seven main areas of your life. There's a lot of different areas in life, but you can break it down into seven main areas of life. And these seven areas are your health, physical; 2, financial; 3, family; 4, social; 5, vocational; 6, spiritual; and then 7, mental. So my wife and myself, just after Christmas, we went away for the night and we sat and we looked at what we want to achieve this year, things that we want to do. We mapped out what it is that we're looking to move towards, and we looked at the 7 areas of life. We looked at the 7 areas for her life. We looked at the 7 areas of my life and as a family and as business owners. And we looked at what's most important, because if we start to set goals in and around those 7 areas of life and the things that are most important to us, then we can get clearer. We can get clearer on those specific areas, and we get clearer on how to actually set goals in those areas, because those areas are important for us. So when you look at health and fitness or physical, at that area of life, but what could you improve on this year? So a lot of the times, and if I'm speaking directly to entrepreneurs and business owners specifically, we can a lot of the times focus on one area. And when we focus on one area, we leave all the other areas obviously minimized. And we all know that when we do that, then those areas begin to suffer. So when you look at these seven areas, it's a really, really good tool for you to be able to see, right, well, where do I need to bring things back into balance again? Because you can't have it all in one area, because then the other areas suffer. If you're just solely focused on your business and financials, etc., then your health might be suffering. Your family might also be suffering. You might also be suffering socially. You're not maybe getting out to enjoy yourself and do the things that you also need to do to let the hair down, etc. Spiritually, you could be suffering. Mentally, there could also be a problem there, suffering in terms of mental space and mental clarity, maybe stress, etc. So it's important for us to look at all areas of life. So if you're focused solely on health and physical, then again, what are areas are beginning to suffer? Maybe your finances are suffering. Maybe your family is suffering because you're focused not only on your training and your health and your physical. What we need to do a lot of times is to try and bring things back into balance. Are they always going to be evenly balanced? No. But we can work and look and see what adjustments need to be made, what changes need to be made, how we can actually bring certain things back in to balance again so that we have a better overall approach. Because I've been guilty of this myself time and time again, as a businessman, as a coach, as an entrepreneur. I'm also a husband, I'm also a father. And I can be guilty a lot of times of solely thinking on, solely focused on one or two areas. Now, is that something that's bad? No, because it's usually in the areas that you truly value. It's usually in the areas that are most important to you. But as we know, we want to have things a wee bit more in balance. So as you approach 2024, what could you do yourself in terms of bringing balance back into your life, in terms of bringing balance back in the areas of your life? So if you look at your health and your physical, can you be more focused there? Can you bring that back up again if it's beginning to suffer? Can you eat better? Can you train better? Can you sleep better? Can you look at all the different things that you could implement to try and bring that back into balance? Let's say you looked at your health and your physical and you thought, well, that's been maybe a 2 out of 10 in 2023, right? Well, what could I do to bring that to 5? What could you do to bring that to 6? Maybe in your finances, you look at that area as well too. Maybe if that's not been a strong point for you, if it's not where you want it to be, right, well, what can I do to bring that back up? If you were to score that 1 out of 10, what could you do to bring that back up again? If you could bring that back up to 5 or to 7 or to 8, what do you need to do in order for that to happen? Looking in the area of your family, again, are you dedicating time to your family? So for us, when we sat down at the end of the year, we looked at, right, well, what can we implement? What do we know that we could implement because we both have busy lives? Well, what can we implement every single week that's going to dedicate a specific time to family? And it's a non-negotiable. So again, for us, it's a date night. No matter what else is going on, no matter how busy things get, no matter where we might be, there has to be a specific time and a non-negotiable, and that's a date night. So could you implement something like that? Would it be that you get a specific time to spend more time with your kids? Again, this is going to be personal to you. Socially, looking at what you do socially. Can you get out more? Can you spend time with more friends? Can you spend time with more family and enjoy that time socially? Again, for me, a big part of my social life is networking, going to events, speaking at events, running my own events. A big thing for me socially also is coaching, being on the gym floor and meeting people. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to go to a restaurant. It doesn't mean you have to go to bars and drink, etc. I don't drink, so socially that's not going to be something that I'm leaning towards. But you can find it in other areas that you actually value more. Vocational. Again, if you look at vocational, what do you see as a vocation? What area do you find like that you feel inspired to improve on? Again, vocational might be separate or something special for you. It could be something that you are just inspired to do, something to learn, where you might want to spend more time, where you might want to offer more help, etc. And then spiritually, like what could you do in terms of improving your life spiritually this year in 2024? And again, spiritually doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be tied into religion. It doesn't mean that it has to be tied into God or universe. Again, those things are fine, of course. But if you look at a spiritual path, look at what you find inspiration from. Look at what you actually feel inspired to do. Inspired in spirit. So that could be as a father, that could be as a mother, that could be as a coach, it could be as a business owner, it could be in your job, in your career, whatever it might be. That could be a spiritual path for you also. Again, it could be in maybe practicing meditation or breath work or maybe praying more, whatever it might be. But if you start to look at these areas, you can see, right, well, have I been lacking there? Do I need to improve that? How can I bring that up? And then the last one again then is mental. So how could you improve yourself mentally? How could you improve your mindset overall? Like, what type of information are you allowing into your ears every single day? What type of information are you allowing into your eyes every single day? What are you maybe just scrolling on through social media? Does that improve your mind? Is it taken away from how you're feeling mentally? What could you do to improve your mindset? What could you do to improve your ability to learn, your ability to pass on information, your ability to teach other people, your ability and your knowledge, etc.? So when we start to look at these areas, you can start to get a real good grasp of understanding, right, well, I need to maybe change this. I need to bring that back into balance again. I'm not focusing on this area, and that needs to come back into balance again. And as I said earlier, are we going to have a real focus and balance in all of these areas? No, of course not. But it's important for us to look at these areas. It's important for us to learn and improve in these areas. And it's important for us to bring things back into balance, because when we're back in the balance and we're not out of balance, then we're more centered in ourselves. We're more centered psychologically, physiologically, and we're more objective in our thinking as well too. And when we're more objective in our thinking and we're more balanced psychologically and physiologically, then we feel better. We feel centered. So I wanted to share that with you as a tip for 2024. It's something that you can look at, whether it's in your career, your business, your life, your as an entrepreneur, as a mother, as a father, whatever it might be. It's important to start to look at different areas. And if you have aspirations and goals and ambitions for 2024, then it's important to make sure that they're actually aligned with something that's really valuable to you, that you actually do really appreciate. Because when it is, you're going to get more momentum, you're going to have more consistent results, and you're going to move forward more. And you're going to want to move forward more towards what it is that you've actually set. That doesn't mean that if your goals are aligned with your values, that doesn't mean that now that you're starting to bring other areas back into balance again, that doesn't mean that because you start to figure all these things out that you're not going to be challenged. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have bumps in the road. It doesn't mean that you're not going to face pain or challenging times, etc. It does, because those things are just par for the course. But why this is important, and I've voiced this many, many times, is when you're going after something that you truly value and it's important to you, you're willing to pursue both pain and pleasure in its pursuit. And if you know that anything that you're trying to pursue has both sides of that, then that can give you clarity in moving towards what it is that you actually want to achieve, because you're willing to see both sides of that. So I wanted to share this with you, and I wanted to give you maybe a different perspective on resolutions, and maybe a different perspective on setting goals this year, and maybe a different perspective on how you can start to look at all areas of life and bring things back into balance for yourselves. Okay, so I want to wish you a happy new year. I hope you have a happy, healthy, and prosperous new year. And what I'd love you to do is, if you are enjoying this podcast, if you find this information relatable, if you find this valuable, then I would love to get your feedback. If you could go back onto your Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen to this, and give me a rating, a share it on social media, whatever it might be. It helps me know that I'm sharing valuable information, and it helps my podcast grow also. Okay, guys, happy new year.